A Labour expert, Austin Gummy, has disputed a TUC statement that only 1.5 million Ghanaians have decent jobs. Is it the work of the farmer, the tailor, carpenter and vulcanizer cannot be described as indecent? He spoke to George Ankra.
It has to be clearly understood by all of us that the structure of our economy is basically in twofold. One is the formal sector economy, and the second is the informal sector economy. And we can place a third, which is very prominent, you know, in agriculture. When we are talking about unemployment, does appear we limit ourselves strictly to the formal sector employment, where somebody like EBC, like government organizations, teachers, nurses, private sector like Falco, like Unilever and the rest of them, employ people and pay them monthly wages. If we place it like that, we'll be missing the point, because it is not entirely correct that we have only 1.5 million people employed in this country. There would have been upheaval in this country if it is true. So if we are saying it and we demarcate the zone and say that, yes, we have formal sector employed people who are paid mainly by the employer, it can be understood from that angle.
So it means you disagree with the figure?
Yeah, I'm not endorsed about these figures as we are stating. So unless we are very clear that this is it, we have unemployed because they are not in formal sector employment. If that is the case, I will not dispute it.
That is exactly what the impression seems to be, that
only
1.5 million Ghanaians have decent former jobs.
I'm not too sure whether that is also correct. Is a farmer's work an indecent job? Is a organizer an indecent job?
Should it be true, what do you think could have accounted for this huge gap?
Obviously, we don't have a large manufacturing concerns like we have it in Japan, like we have it in America or in China. And so, therefore, the jobs that we have that can employ people by such a huge number, like we used to have Ghana Textiles Company. We need to understand that our educational system has changed. We must understand that the dynamic of technology rapidly changing cannot be overlooked. And so we have to factor all these things into it. We must also know that the demographic situation of our country is quite wide field now. And so the expectation must be measured and be able to withstand the pressures of the world.
That was an